Milwaukee saw a dramatic spike in traffic fatalities in 2017. City officials blame reckless driving, calling it an epidemic, but there's no quick fix. Elliot Hughes joins us now. He reported on reckless driving in Milwaukee for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. Elliot, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
You write that Milwaukee police are calling this reckless driving an epidemic. A lot of people are talking about this, but start us off with the numbers. What are we seeing in terms of crashes and fatalities there?
Yeah, so the amount of calls police are receiving for reckless driving, the amount of injury crashes, and the amount of fatal crashes, they're all up since about 2010. 2010 is when you can start to see this phenomenon develop. Since 2010, the amount of police calls that have been received by the police department are up 136%. Injury crashes are up 26%. And from 1996 through 2013, you typically saw 30 to 40 people killed in car crashes. But the last couple of years have been pretty severe. In 2014, 49 people died. 2015, there were 64. 57 people in 2016 and 64 again last year. And those are levels not seen since sometime before 1996.
And you talk to some residents of areas that have been affected by this. They are very aware of this. This is a fact of life for them right now.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of people are upset. I know that there are groups of people who occasionally will picket the streets sometimes, just trying to get drivers to slow down. Some people are very worried about driving, you know, on Friday nights, Saturday nights. And a lot of people told me that, you know, if they're approaching an intersection and they have a green light, they will tense up a little bit about proceeding through that intersection, especially if they can't see the crossing streets as they approach, because there have been some instances where cars will just fly through intersections even though they have a red light, and crashes like that have killed people here in Milwaukee recently.
Yeah, let's talk more about the forms this reckless driving is taking. You just mentioned commonly people running red lights. What else are you seeing?
Just from myself, I've seen cars use bike lanes as passing lanes. I've seen speeding. I've seen people run stop signs. I'll see people treat a red light as if it were a stop sign, too, where they'll come to a stop and then go through if the coast is clear. And it is pretty common. I don't see it every day, but it is a little freaky. I myself tense up sometimes when I approach an intersection.
I understand police pursuit policy changed over the last few years and then changed again. Can you talk about what's been going on there and whether that's a factor in what's going on here?
Yeah, in 2010, the police department narrowed their pursuit policy to where cops can pursue a vehicle if the occupants of the vehicle or the vehicle itself, if there's probable cause that they were connected to a violent felony. That was in response to, there were several innocent bystanders who had been killed from police pursuits before that. So the change was in response to that, to try to cut down on innocent bystanders being killed, because police pursuits are regarded as one of the most dangerous events that a police officer can engage in. Since that time, a lot of people have criticized that policy. They thought that it communicated to the public that there were offenses for which you weren't likely to receive consequences, that if you ran a red light and a police officer tried to pull you over and you simply drove very fast and recklessly, that police officer would not pursue you. So there are a lot of people in Milwaukee who think that this has contributed to the reckless driving phenomenon that we're seeing right now. Last fall, the Fire and Police Commission here forced the police department to expand the instances in which police can pursue a car. Now police are allowed to pursue a vehicle if they are driving recklessly.
Apart from that change in pursuit policy, what has the police department done in response to this epidemic of reckless driving?
In the fall, they started this new strategy called the Surge. And what they did was they identified a little over 50 locations throughout the city that had a high confluence of violent crime, traffic offenses, and general disorder. And so they just poured police resources into those areas. They elevated the amount of police presence in those areas. And through the fall, the results were good. It's a small sample size, but the amount of tickets increased, the amount of traffic accidents decreased. But it's not clear if that's going to be a permanent part of the police's strategy going forward. The police chief who began this strategy, Edward Flynn, has since retired. Before his retirement, he wanted to fold this into the permanent plans of the police department. Since then, the interim police chief, Alfonso Morales, has said he's not convinced that the police surge is working, and he said that the surge is an ongoing discussion right now, so it's unclear if it's going to continue.
We're talking about reckless driving in Milwaukee. Elliot Hughes is with us from the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. And Elliot, in the piece you wrote on this, you looked at different theories about why this is happening, why it's happening now, and why it's happening in Milwaukee. What are some of the ideas that people are talking about?
The MPD pursuit policy is one that comes up often. A lot of people think that it's going to take a long time to re-educate the public about when an officer is going to pursue you now. But there's a few others. One of them is just youth culture. You know, there's this classic idea of when you're in high school, it's cool to have your own car and to drive around aimlessly. And some people think that that idea has evolved to this idea of it's cool to steal a car and then drive with reckless abandon. And it's not clear how often teens are behind your average instance of reckless driving. But in 2016, half of the police pursuit subjects were 18 or younger. So it does seem like they do play quite a large role in this.
Milwaukee is kind of a standout here. Not every city is seeing this problem, but there are teens everywhere. So is there something unique about youth right now in Milwaukee?
That I don't know. Police Chief Edward Flynn did make a point of saying that there are other cities in the U.S. who had a similar pursuit policy that MPD did prior to this fall, before they expanded it. And those cities don't have this kind of reckless driving issue. And Milwaukee has a lot of issues. There are a lot of teens in Milwaukee who are disadvantaged, but there are a lot of teens who are disadvantaged in other U.S. cities too. So it's hard to pick out what exactly is unique about Milwaukee. There is this fact that driver's education is not as accessible as it used to be in Wisconsin, at least for low-income teens. The state stopped funding schools for that in 2004. Students had to pick up some of the costs when that happened. And now we're in a situation where 83% of black male teens in Milwaukee don't have a driver's license, and most low-income teens don't have one either. Milwaukee Public Schools is trying to do something about that. They've started a new program, but it's only available to 2,400 students, and they have a lot more students than that.
And Elliot, you mentioned earlier that people in communities that are affected are upset about this, concerned about this. What kind of neighborhood responses have you seen to try to tackle this?
A lot of neighborhoods have organized themselves. They do what's called block watch groups, where they'll meet maybe biweekly or monthly, and they'll just talk about what they've seen in their neighborhood. They'll talk about, among other things, they'll talk about the traffic issues in their neighborhood. As I mentioned before, though, they'll picket certain intersections that have been major problems. But then also in October, there was an instance where a 16-year-old boy was killed. He was thrown from the roof of a car. He was goofing around. And residents responded by holding a press conference the next day. There were about 40 people there. They got state representatives to come too. And they spent an hour in front of some cameras pleading to the public to just slow down and to just hold people accountable. And, that press conference was interrupted by a driver who sped through an intersection that everyone was standing at. And police pursued the car, but they did not apprehend the driver that day.
I know it's only really a handful of months since the police surge you talked about in the fall. People are raising this issue. Are there any signs that things are maybe changing, maybe improving?
Yeah, since they've started the surge, the amount of tickets that the police have given out is higher. The amount of tickets they give out for instances of reckless driving was higher in 2017 than it was for the previous several years before that. But it's still a major problem in Milwaukee. there's still a large amount of injury crashes. And last year, you know, despite the fact that charges filed were up, there were still 64 people killed, which tied 2015 for the highest since at least 1996.
We'll leave it there, Elliot. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
That was Elliot Hughes. He reported on Milwaukee's growing reckless driving problem for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service.